Find out where you got October from, because there was never an October.
Join us, lead to the flag.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on November 17, 2017. Any attendance at date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Councilmembers Birdsall.
Here.
Keeler.
Present.
Kelly.
Here.
Lexstein.
Here.
Mooney.
Here.
Any remarks from the audience before we get started this evening? Hearing none, let's go right to our consent agenda.
Mayor, can I make a motion to amend the consent agenda to include Resolution 161-2018, which Chris has passed out to everyone?
Okay.
This is a...
It's a standard, we've already approved it, for this grant, it's just the standard wording that the DOT requires for submitting the grant.
This is the grant for...
The drainage of North Ocean.
Basically authorizes us to submit an electronic grant application for the roadway improvements that we identified.
Apparently already, yeah.
Yes, you have the flooding issue.
Yeah, we had already adopted this resolution, but according to Chris, the state has said we don't like the format, so they're making us redo it.
The resolution adopted was to approve us to do the application, and now this is to submit the application. So this is the standard that every application has to have a corresponding resolution.
That's fine. All right, so I make that motion to amend the agenda to include Resolution 161-2018.
Okay, and then there's a lengthy list of resolutions on the consent agenda this evening, fixing fees, particularly of note, fixing fees, and also meeting dates for next year. So I have a motion, I have a second, I'm going to call the roll. Councilmembers Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Moving on. Next, we have a public hearing for ordinance number 10-2018, and this amends Chapter 115, Flood Damage Prevention, ordinance number 10-2018. Will anyone make a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Does anybody in the public wish to be heard on amendments to the ordinance, Chapter 115, Flood Damage Prevention?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Who's the second?
Second. Second, sorry.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Let's see, adoption of this ordinance will be considered at the regular council meeting on November 7, 2018. All right, next up, we're going to read the ordinance by title number 11-2018. And this is the ordinance that sets the salaries for officers and employees of the borough for 2019 through 2021.
I'll make a motion to introduce.
Second.
Okay. And a motion is second to introduce. Public hearing on this ordinance is held November 7, 2018, and we'll advertise that according to law. I got a motion and a second. I'm going to call the roll. Councilmembers Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Next up, new business.
And then, Mayor, if I can we amend the agenda for the introduction of ordinance number 12-2018, which is the bonfire ordinance that we had discussed at the workshop meeting. Essentially, all this does is grant permission to create a venue or procedure for people who want to have bonfires on the beach to do so. They need to obtain a special event permit. And it would be subject to the approval of the fire marshal. I've talked to the our fire marshal. He has no problem with it. And I've talked to our acting chief, and he has no problem with it also.
So this rather formalizes the process for bonfires?
Correct. Which currently they're absolutely prohibited in the town, except for at beach clubs.
Right.
And there are a lot of people who want to do them, and we don't feel as if we should completely prohibit them. It doesn't make them legal, but it allows the process to exist to do them under supervision.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that.
You're welcome. So
all right,
I make that motion.
Made a motion. let's do it properly. So we need a motion to add that to the agenda.
Set.
So Kevin, your second motion to add it to the agenda? Yes?
I second the motion, Eve, first of all.
Okay, I'm going to call the roll, and this vote is to amend the agenda.
Correct.
Councilmembers Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Root.
Yes.
Now, amend to our amended item, and this is introduction of ordinance number...
12-2018.
12-2018, amending chapter 66 Peaches.
Correct, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Councilmembers Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Root.
Yes.
Public hearing or second reading and public hearing on this ordinance held November 7th? Is that correct? It's fifth?
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Moving on, now we have new business. And voucher payment.
So move on that.
I'll second it.
Councilmembers Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Root.
Yes.
Brings us to the reports. First report is Beach Grants. Did Mr. Schwartz give a report?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Moving on to the... Mr. Keeler's committees, finance, insurance, court, volunteers.
Yes, Mayor. One thing I want to mention is, the previous meeting, I believe it was, the JIF has been focusing on the cyber security risk for municipalities, citing various cases that have occurred. So they've instituted a program whereby members of the JIF can get special certification. Right now, only 6 towns in the JIF have qualified. We are looking it over. One of the elements that we can go for, which would move us right along on that, is to go with this know before. It's a commercial cybersecurity program that several towns have gone with, and they're very pleased with it. They gave anyone interested a briefing on it, and if we were to go for this program, it would cost, it goes on the basis of the number of employees who have access to computers. And we're in the category of 25 to 50. And in that category, if we adopt this program, they come in and they work with the individual members of the town who are employed. They run little tests. They come in and they first run an exam. Let's everybody take this exam, and then they see how many fail. And they've been averaging like 27 failures. And then after they give the training program, that number drops down to 4 or 5. So it's just basically they you're sitting at your computer and they run send in a query or something, and they see if you answer it. You pick up and answer it, and if you do, then you've given these people an access into your computer. So the training says, you know, don't do that, don't do this, there's all the things. And by the time they go through the training program, all the employees get pretty well briefed on how to do their job without risking security breaches. So it's pretty good. I talked to the head people up at Marlboro where they have it, and they like it very much. It would run us, is it 25, 23?
Our number of employees, it would be about, for a one-year commitment, $380 a year. With three-year commitments, closer to $300 a year.
Yeah. So that, I think, is well worth it. And the other thing, if you go with this, our liability right now, if we did have a serious security breach, we would be liable for the first 10,000. If we go through this program, it drops to 2,500. So that's a significant savings if we were to have an actual security breach. We're still going through this, but just want to give you an update we're looking at.
What are some ways that a security breach that would incur financial loss, how could that happen?
Well, the one example we gave was that they lock you up, if you will, in your program, and then they say, you want to get out of this, you have to pay a ransom. And...
They call ransomware. So if you open up something on your email, or you happen to open something, and all of a sudden it says, you know, it locks your computer up, and, you know, they'll give you this thing that says, like, hey, if you don't pay us, blah, 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 we won't open your computer, it's, you know, but...
Asbury Park had that happen to them. I think two or three years ago, their entire website got taken over.
Don't we back up our stuff?
It's not a matter of backing it up, it's what they do is they take it over. They can actually take over your laptop, they can take over your entire website, they can take over whatever.
I'm just trying to, like I said, I'm just trying to understand where, you know, that insurance policy will come in. I know we get relentless, I mean, I know I get them, relentless phishing attacks where, you know, it's somebody's name, like a state official or a county official, and it says, like, it's from their name, but then it's really not from them, and it tells you to send invoice, it sends an invoice and tells you to wire money. Mm-hmm. I mean, the finance office got one from me, right? But luckily, they knew that I would never, you know, they flagged it. So that's, like, one way I could understand where financial harm could occur.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have tight enough controls here where I don't think something like that could happen. What's the risk of having computers getting into
Well, I think we're a small enough group of people that, you know, if something was, you know, something like that was to happen, then you just be like, you call down the hallway, hey, did you send me? No, you know, it's not like we're a big...
I mean, there have been municipalities like
I mean, it can't hurt.
Asbury did, I'm trying to think, there was some in North Jersey that took over their Edmonds. Mike, do you remember that?
You remember that?
No, but I felt something.
You know, I mean, that's one of the things you're concerned about is they access your system and wipe out your records. And you have to recreate your records, you have to get your software reloaded, damage your drives, lose all the information on them. And there's actually a host of ways you can lose money or cost you money to recover from a cyber attack.
So is that like a program that you, a policy that you would recommend we sign up for?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For the cost, it's
for $300. Yeah,
for the cost involved, it's not
$300 a month.
No, for three years.
I thought it was $300 a month. What's our exposure here?
I'm sorry, I didn't make that clear.
No, I probably am.
Yeah, about $337 a month a year. It's
for 3 years, right?
Do you want to add something?
You can go on.
Yeah, I just want to say one of our local police departments, very local to us, got hacked, and they had the ransomware, and they did have to pay the ransom after the FBI did get involved. It can happen. I definitely would look into something. If Marlboro is pretty squared away town, I would definitely see what they have going and get something in here, because if they do get into your records, they could go fishing, it could go anywhere. I would definitely look into something like that.
So what this course does is it basically trains all your employees on what to look for and what not to, you know, what to click, what not to click.
Well, yeah, I guess so. That's the question. What are we doing to make sure every single one of our employees knows not to?
Well, that's what
they would do.
It gives you a test.
They start by giving everybody a test and they see what mistakes you made. You shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have done that. And then they come back. Periodically.
I don't even think the employees know they're being tested. When they are, they just start sending random emails.
A lot of times, yeah.
Then they see who opens them and who doesn't.
My company has a system set up where it's like you get an email, and if you click that email, then it goes, basically yells at you. if you hit the button on the thing that says phishing, you know, with a question mark, you hit that button and it goes, good job. it's like, good job, you caught one, you know. It's like, yeah, and it's all it is. It's just basically, and they'll do that periodically, I'm assuming, to us.
Oh my goodness, okay.
So, I mean, it's not, you know, they set a baseline, and then they train you, and then they take the test again, and then you see what you do.
So, we take that as direction to the clerk to make sure the borough gets enrolled in it?
Yeah, and again, I'll give a follow-up, because there's more to it. To get our full certification.
Thanks, Councilman.
Okay. Otherwise, progress to court, as far as I know, the new prosecutor is working well.
Excellent.
Who's the prosecutor over there? Because I was actually in court the other day.
Greg Cannon.
Yes.
What's he look like?
He's a little about my height. No, he shaves his head.
Yeah, fair hair.
Glasses?
Fair hair guy.
Okay, yeah.
Shiny.
I think I was in there the other day. I was in Ocean Port Court. I was in Ocean Port Court the other day.
I met him, he seems very...
Well, he wouldn't be in Ocean Port Court, he wouldn't be there.
Well, that's what they had there.
What happened?
Shrewsbury one, yeah.
You didn't know you were.
Shrewsbury. I went to Ocean Court and then they sent him to Shrewsbury because that's where we held our court.
Okay.
He's got quite a bit of experience.
I don't know.
I guess it's a story behind this?
No, I got a notice. It wasn't for me, I was the victim.
Oh, okay.
Just on finance, the budget process is underway.
They didn't consider it.
Also, can I also add to the record for, under finance, we are putting out RFPs for professionals, all professional services for next year. All right, so those requests will be posted online and, you know, we'll be reviewing credentials for the 2019 appointments.
Very good, ma'am.
Okay, moving on to personnel, public relations and recreation, chaired by Councilman Lexstein.
Okay, Mayor, I only have two items, just more reminders to everyone. The annual trunk or treat and the annual EMS costume contest is this Saturday. The trunk or treat takes place from 3:00 to 4:30 in the municipal parking lot, which will be immediately followed by the parade, the EMS parade, and the costume contest will happen thereafter. So everyone is encouraged, of course, as always, to participate. And then we also have the 2018 Seabright Fall Festival, which is run by the businesses of Seabright, and it's always a benefit for the Seabright Library. That's going to be taking place on Saturday, November 3rd. From noon to 4 p.m. It's going to be held at Eventide, and you can pick up your tickets at Eventide. The tickets are $30 in advance and $35 day of event, and the tickets are limited to 150 tickets. That is always a really good time for anyone who hasn't been in the past. Anyone who's been there knows that it is. Basically, all the restaurants in town provide food, and it's bottomless, so it really is a really good time.
What time's the trunk or treat?
Trunk or treat is 3:00 to 4:30.
I would recommend that all the council members support the Seabright Fall Festival.
And the trunk or treat.
Yes, if you can,
But definitely the Fall Festival, yes,
Fall
I agree.
Fall Festival is the fundraiser for the Seabright Library. It's a kind of annual event, supports the programming that they do there.
Right.
And I appreciate the fact that the REC and the First Aid are working together on the Halloween affair to really combine the traditional parade with the new tradition of trunk or treat.
Yeah, it's been great the last couple of years. So.
Really great.
Who are you going as?
It caught me off guard that it was this Saturday, to be honest.
I'm just teasing.
Public Safety, Education, and Library, chaired by Councilman Rooney.
The progress, Mayor.
Councilman. Public Works, Building Department, Code Enforcement, chaired by Councilman Brussel.
Not too much. They went around all the vegetation and cleaned up all the weeds and stuff, and they removed the trailer, the old restroom trailer from the beach. I do have a couple questions for later, but that's it. Other than that, progress.
Okay, thank you,
Councilman. They also cleaned all the stuff off the beach, too. All the beach stuff.
Looks great. Seabright Recovery Capital Plan, Flood Control and Beautification, chaired by Councilman Kettle.
Progress.
Okay. I guess I should keep it short then. I want to announce for members of the public that our next official council meeting, regular meeting, is Wednesday, November the 7th. Tuesday, November 6th, Election Day, is because it's Election Day, we're not holding our meeting here. We're having it the following day on the 7th. We will have our workshop meeting on the 1st of November, which is a different schedule for us, so everybody make sure you mark your calendars. And I'd like to just take a minute to talk briefly about Election Day. and I apologize if it's inappropriate for me to say this, but I think it's very, very important that we need all hands on deck from Seabright to turn out on Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th, to cast a vote for the school board member. There's one contested seat on the Oceanport School Board this year. It is the seat held by the resident from Seabright, Janet Thorpe. Now, obviously, when you compare the number of registered voters between Seabright and Oceanport, what's that?
Janet Sanders.
Oh, I'm sorry, Janet Thorpe Sanders. If, how does her name appear on the ballot?
It's probably going to say Thorpe because it was pre.
It's Thorpe, she, when she was. Okay, so, anyway, number of Seabright voters versus number of Oceanport voters. There's a high likelihood that we are going to lose our representation in the Oceanport School Board, where we are in fact a bylaw member, thanks to the state of New Jersey. So regardless of what anybody's politics are or what you're otherwise planning to do on Election Day, we need every single registered voter in Seabright to please show up and vote for our Seabright resident in the Oceanport election. Sorry, I feel passionately.
I echo that strongly.
Okay. I'll get off the soapbox because we still have an executive session. We need to discuss litigation matters, so I need a vote to go into closed session.
Wait, before we do that, I don't know, did you want, we had people walk in afterwards.
Hi Darcy, hi Peggy. You guys came in after. Did you guys want to say anything?
No.
Are you going to executive now? Well, before we're going to go into closed session. We have a litigation matter to discuss, and we're going to come out and adjourn the meeting with no other formal, no other business. So if you had any questions or anything, we could just go off the script for a couple minutes and make sure that if you had questions or concerns, we heard them.
Well, I just wonder what was going on with the new municipal building?
Mm-hmm. So you mean the one on the beach or the one that's next door to Woody's?
The one on the beach.
Okay. Councilman Kelly, that's his...
The beach pavilion.
I mean, they're on the punch list right now with the beach pavilion. It was supposed to have been completed a few months back, so it's past due, but they have moved out to the punch list. So all significant work is completed, and we're hoping they wrap it up as soon as possible. We've just been in the waiting game with them right now, but they know what they need to do. They can resolve one thing, running the exteriors. But besides that, they've made a good amount of progress in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Ma'am, could you spell your last name for the record?
Yes. C-H-R-I-N-K-O.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Sure. Everybody have a good day.
You too.
Peggy, you got anything? You're just coming to support the team?
For the fall fest.
We have.
All right. Thanks for all your help with that, Peggy.
I was told, by the way, that...
That's not a correction. It's not the businesses. Should I say that?
What, did I get it wrong? Mm-hmm. I thought the businesses of Seabright were organizing it.
No, it's the library.
The library is doing it completely on its own this year? Oh, okay, I didn't realize that.
So if anybody wants to
I apologize.
Volunteer...
Is it still going to be the same?
Volunteering that day.
Yeah.
Who's is
Remind me, Peggy.
Are the businesses doing anything for it?
They didn't put that on here, did they? I mean,
they
library did make the poster.
I apologize. I just assumed it was the way it had always been.
No, and
are they getting the donations from the businesses too?
They're being recorded. They're also looking for some food. They're looking for people to donate food.
A couple people from the library committee helping. We just approved beach badges for
okay.
Baskets.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tell me to work that out.
Thank you for.
I wrote on that.
Oh, I took yours. I don't want your notes.
I apologize. I didn't know that.
That's okay. You know me.
No, I'm glad you pointed it out. I can read a motion.
This one here.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Peggy?
All in favor?
Is everybody thoroughly entertained today?
I was.